Yeah, we'll see if you all die or not.
You
see here? Yep, here.
Oh, we can't die in school.
Sure we can.
You're not in school, actually, right now. You're on a ship.
Oh, my God, we're going to die.
On an Excelsior class.
Okay.
On your way to...
Fancy?
Yeah, pretty old. Yeah.
Excelsior class is old?
Yeah, it was new in Star Trek. Two or three.
Okay.
Yeah. So, this game, you know, 80 years later almost.
Sure.
This is the USS Fearless, and you are on your way to the planet Aldous to conduct a survival test.
Okay. Is it mountainous?
Jungle. It's a jungle planet. For those of you who do not have the skill,
you all got the wrong kind of planet stuff. I get jungle planet. You even have a planet. Oh, you're even worse shape than we are. At least you've got a one.
Okay. So you and a few other three or four other squads are being taken there.
Okay.
And so the test is they're going to put you down on the planet, and you have a week to get to this research Federation outpost, unlike on the other side. It should only take you 3 days, you know.
If you don't get lost.
Yeah, if you don't get lost, if you don't...
run into anything.
Yeah, if you haven't make it a good pace.
Okay. Do we get phasers or...
Yes.
Swords.
You get a stick. One
dirty sticky.
Tricorders.
You're each going to get a Type 1 phaser.
Okay.
Fully charged.
Okay.
So that can a maximum setting of 8 will do like 40 points of damage. Quite a bit.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Not to kill somebody.
Not to kill any, you know, just about anybody. But you know, you need like a turn of sword strength or something. Like a couple shots to kill.
Great.
Fully charged is how many charges?
160.
Oh,
although maximum uses 20 charges. So
Don't use it
like water.
Use it to start fires.
You also get a tricorder.
Alright, tricorder.
That lasts 1,000 hours, so you know, you don't have to worry about that. You get a comm badge. Comm badges usually only have a range of 500 meters.
Okay.
Like person to person. Person to ship, you know, you can radio the ship, that's fine. You can radio the Yakima, that's fine.
Okay.
You can always radio for an emergency email.
Okay.
Then you fail the test.
Sure.
But you'll still be alive.
Never. We'll decide.
Instantly we hit the planet.
Oh my God. I can't stand it. Oh my God. The insects. You're hitting her. You also get...
I can't stand the humidity.
You also get a medical kit for the group.
Okay.
Who's going to use that?
I have first aid and medical plan.
All right.
And you get... you each get 1 day's race. Emergency race.
1 day?
Yeah.
So you're supposed to forage
for
yourself?
Yeah, for a couple days at least. For the better part of a week in your spot.
I just eat a lot before I go, so I start for a day. Eat 1 day and start for the last day. Should be okay.
So we get how much food?
1 day.
1 day's worth.
1 day's worth.
Of emergency ration. Well, actually, that's not that much food. A few neutral bars. And some water.
Make it last.
Yep.
I'm a Vulcan. I can suck it.
Yep.
I'll just ignore everything.
That's
high paying threshold. I ignore my hunger.
It's a plant guy.
So you're...
Alright, so how many days did it take Riker to get to the outpost? Rat bastard.
Well, he probably only took, well, he had people with him, but still. Like 2.5 days.
Don't.
You can do it a little faster.
No sleeping.
First march.
But, you know, legendary characters.
Riker.
So, anyways.
Legendary my ass.
Oh.
But.
Legend in his own mind.
I'll buy that.
So, when the episode starts out, you are in the holodeck practicing.
Okay.
In the jungle environment, trekking along. Weird stuff.
And we see A?
It depends. What's your marching order?
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. Just the three of us?
Yeah, just the three of you, probably.
Shit.
Oh, I'll go in front.
Our team.
You second, you third.
What's the best perception?
I do.
Oh, okay. You go in front.
Okay.
I'll go
in here.
Alright, I'll go in the middle.
Saren's first.
I'll use my little psychic powers to...
So I have a bad feeling about this.
You have a danger sense. Danger sense.
You got sixth sense?
Yeah.
For you?
Yeah. No. I'm an engineer.
Okay.
Man.
And you're taking the rear.
Well,
okay, going on.
You're the one that should have it.
Huh?
So you're the one that should have it.
Nah.
Alright, so everybody can make your... Oh, you two can make your sixth sense. What do you have to leave with an intellect?
I need some...
That was a search roll or something.
I think for revision.
If that's what you were making us do before.
So we need... Thanks.
Where's the rest of the house?
The light next to me.
For revision. Okay, so you have one for revision? Okay, right now it's daylight.
Damn it.
Too bright. So hot. Too
hot, muddy. Damn jungle.
Anybody have planet survival jungle?
Nope.
No.
Anyway, you have planetary survival.
Yeah, I have planetary survival urban.
Hey, it was one of the traces. I can find something now.
I can find it all. Damn right. Street sense, man. So this planet we're going to is non-populated?
Yes. There are, animals and
animals
stuff.
And stuff, but there's no people.
Nope.
Or nothing for people.
Yep. Hasn't, there's just still time.
And we're not each group isn't getting dropped off in the same place. We're not all starting in the same place. Right? We're each getting spread out in a circle. And
yeah.
And some groups are larger than others, right?
Right.
Apparently.
Dude. 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 Well, sometimes you can do better with less people.
We must be like the top of the class to figure we don't need as many.
Or if you want to get rid of us. Dead weight.
The other groups can beat
I think my up. Rival's been up to something. Actually, you have a rival too, don't you?
I have a rival too. What am I doing hanging around with
you guys? You guys are marks for death.
I should erase a couple of, Can I do that and make my rival, minus three or something?
Yeah. Minus three will be more powerful than you. Minus two is about your power level.
Mine's only minus one. Yeah, she nearly kicked our ass on that first scenario. Mm-hmm.
She was.
She was definitely not less powerful than me, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take an extra disadvantage, if you don't mind. Make it a rifle minus two.
Okay.
I already had a rifle minus two.
And that's regular minus
two.
It's a Vulcan rifle, so you should be amazing.
It's also a single one. Somewhere.
So we're not trying to stop each other, right? We're just trying to get the same.
Nope. You just need to get there.
As fast as we can.
Unless you have the upright.
Well, theoretically, you set up far enough away that won't even come.
So we have the coordinates or whatever of the base we're trying to get to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you have... Well, the track where you can see, that distance, so many kilometers.
That direction.
Yeah.
Start hiking. Okay.
Okay. You go. How does this sixth sense work?
I will.
Okay.
We're
in the
holiday, right?
Yep. Right now you're in a holiday.
Which is intellect.
Which is an intellect plus perception.
Perception.
What is that?
Okay. Perception adds, or the edges add dice, not points.
Right.
Okay.
So intellect plus perception, number of dice, add your search skill.
I have a zero search skill, so
I have a search skill.
Okay, so we'll say you don't add anything. It's just a dice. So hopefully you roll a 6.
I got a 4.
Got a 6.
And you're in front, so it gives you a slight advantage. Okay. So you're trekking along in the holiday. Holy God, jungle. And
the Tarrasque.
Giraffe.
Wake up. And eat us off, that's it.
An Albilsian lion.
Hmm. Oh, shoot.
You spotted a split second before you jumped on bottom.
Great.
On Crystal.
Yeah, this is holodeck?
Yep, this is a holodeck. So it's just a test. You know, this is the kind of stuff you'll be finding in the planet.
Hmm.
You know, just to see how tough it is before it kills you all. So...
Yeah, it'll kill me.
You can... Actually, you can make perception roll. Not a normal one. So can you?
Perception?
Yeah. Intellect plus perception.
Five.
Plus your search.
6.
Switch. I'm going to try the nerve control line.
Do you want to what?
Leap on the line and nerve pinch it.
I got 5.
You can answer for a reason, Vulcan. Okay. So you don't see it. You see it just before it pounces on you also.
Okay.
Since it's pouncing on you. So everybody can make a initiative roll.
Oh.
Initiative is coordination plus reaction plus the skill you're going to use. Since you're using nerve pinch, you have your nerve pinch skill.
Nerve pinch.
Well, I don't know what the reaction.
I'll just try to telekinetically throw it away. Your nerve pinch, I can try that, okay.
It's only a hole there.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's that plus the
telekinesis.
So telekinesis is just flying, right? There's no skill.
There's no skill involved in action, but you're surprised, so you don't do anything this round. So let's see, what's mine? He's got coordination. And he's got, gonna try to claw you. So, this plus 3. So he gets a 9.
I also got a 9.
I got an 8.
Attacks usually go first. Strangely enough. So.
Wait, it's die roll plus
your skill.
Okay. That's telekinesis skill.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure it's a 1. Yep, it's only a 9.
Okay, so he tries to claw you. Yeah, it's a holiday. He claws you twice, tries to kill you. Oh, can he dodge? Coordination, stealth. No, not really. So he doesn't try to dodge. So he tries to call you twice. So the first claw, you're going to try to dodge?
Of course, that's the accomplish.
You might not get hit.
It's true. What's his base to hit me?
Space is 6. So do you think you can roll better than 6?
Not unless I roll up, but I guess it's worth trying.
You have dodge, don't you?
No.
You don't?
Dodge, coordination, plus dexterity.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
You'll have a minus 1 because you're already doing something else.
Minus 1 to the roll?
Yeah.
Or minus 1 die?
Minus 1 to the roll.
But then, just about impossible. But.
Well, you just have to roll up anyway.
Hey, 10. 9.
Okay. Uh-oh. Probably going to miss the first time then. And this rolls up. 8, 9, 10. What do you
get? 9.
You claws you. Oh! That was probably won't kill you.
Would have been a 10 if it wouldn't print that minus 1.
Well, it does a lot of damage. No, well, not that much. It's just an animal.
I think after this, we should just bury it.
Yeah.
90 points.
9? Back to. Okay, I'm wounded.
What? She's a weakling. Obviously, the lion's pouncing on the weak. Next initiative is Donald.
Great. I still try to throw it off me. Yeah.
Okay.
Off me.
This is telekinesis.
Yeah. It's gonna depend on how big it is.
So go ahead and roll, which is your side plus
3 tons.
Focus and plus your skill and you're wounded, so minus 4.
Yeah. I rolled up.
It's about 3 meters long and 400 pounds.
3 meters long? Gee. Wow.
pretty big. Well, it's a lion.
13
plus
5 is 7.
Roll
7?
8.
Roll 8.
I bet you that's really low.
Should be in here somewhere.
Alright, so attempting to move objects between 25 and 100 kilograms, which is about the line, is difficult. So it's 4, 7, 10,
13.
13? 13
I had a 13 if I weren't wounded.
Okay, so you weren't wounded, you could have flung it away. Oh, wow, that would have been pretty impressive.
Stupid.
You want to use courage now?
It's not going to help, I don't have that much courage.
True. Okay. So Donald effectively tries to, fling it away with her mind. Now it's your turn.
I will use courage. How many do I get?
This is a holodeck, eh? You're not going to get it back.
No, I won't use courage.
Use it.
9.
So you got a 9 to hit it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, pretty sure you did it. Okay, so go ahead and roll your damage. Damage for this hit is... plus 2d6. Woohoo! 11.
Plus
13. He's got a resistance of, 9.
Jesus.
So he takes 5 damage. That's not enough yet. You have to do at least stun level.
Okay.
So he's not. He can kill.
And then it eats me. Yeah, it's going to mine it.
Okay, next round. Initiatives.
No, he was attacking me twice.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Does my dodge from the first attack carry over?
No.
Oh, well.
Try again.
You can try again.
No, it's hopeless.
I only get the 7. I think that's it.
I'm at minus 5. Or 6 or something.
It does 15.
Are you dead?
Oh, yeah.
Animals are dangerous.
Oh, well, we'll have to kill him and keep moving, right? Or stop here. Restart the simulation.
Never stop.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the end of the round. Next round. Initiatives, coordination plus reaction plus your skill.
Did you at least draw a weapon or something?
No, he was too stunned.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
Draw
my
laser.
I can't see this at all. Oh, well.
What are you trying to say?
Well, it's got 3 hours. I just want to make sure it's actually doing something. But, okay. Okay, so I get a...
Yeah,
maybe. Oh, really low number. 5. Oh, well.
Good thing it's a hard day for you.
So what'd you get? 4? And you got...
10.
All right, so you go first.
13.
Your pinch needs an 8, usually. Wow. Okay, so go ahead and roll.
11.
So that's 2 more points. Plus you can... You did 13 the first time? 14 the first time. Okay. Now it's taking 7. So it's not even down one level. You can put up a stone, right?
Yeah.
So that's all you need to do. You do that. Couple more points and he goes right down. Then the lion goes.
Keeps pounding on the dead body.
Yeah, right.
Eats it.
Kill a stupid Vulcan. he's going to try to claw you twice.
Okay.
So you want to dodge?
Yes.
You're only going to pitch him once this round, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and make a coordination plus dexterity plus your dodge minus 1. Lion.
3.
So he still needs a 6. 5, 6, 7. So he claws you for 10.
Okay.
You got better resistance.
64 resistance. I'm injured.
Okay. So that was your first hit, and then your turn, Wu. So now you declare all the actions you're going to do this round. And then you do the first action.
Okay.
I need to put points
so I can draw and shoot. That's two actions.
Yeah.
Or strength.
I'll draw
or something.
Okay, so you draw. Second part, you already won, so he tried to claw you again. You start dodging him?
As well.
Yeah, unless you go really low, one as well. So, again, coordination plus reaction, minus two this time.
Two.
Just let him get invented. He gets an eight, so he claws you again.
Okay.
He only does nine.
First encounter. Everyone died.
V, you unconscious?
I'm exhausted.
Alright. Saren goes down, leaving you. So what are you shooting?
Huh?
What setting do you have on?
Max.
Okay.
This is my holographic phaser, right?
Yeah,
okay. I'm not using my charges, good.
So
at least you're not dead.
Coordination.
No nerve-pinching.
Coordination. Yeah.
Coordination plus dexterity plus your phaser skill. You're trying to get, since he's right next to you, you're trying to get a 3, I think.
3?
Yeah. Like 0.1.
I get a 3. Well, I got a 5. Oh, wait. The skill adds to your roll, right?
Yeah, to the roll, not die.
I got a 7.
Okay, so you hit him. You didn't get 6 over. It's 16 plus 4d6 damage.
4d6?
Uh-huh.
4d6
plus
16.
Wild back?
No.
No, it's no wild back. It's just 4d6.
4d6?
Uh-huh. Nice roll.
Wow, that's pretty good.
19 plus 16 is 35.
35 minus 9 is 26.
Mm-hmm.
7 is 3. 1, 2, 3 levels.
1, 2, 3. 3
is 4th level.
Wounded.
Okay, so he's wounded. He's not dead yet. He's pretty tough, you think? but he's at minus 4.
But he's about to rip your head off.
Nah, high pink.
Next round, initiative. Hmm. You're probably not going to go first because he's so wounded. What's it going to say?
Good thing they weren't all ones.
13, 1, 4, 9.
5.
Yeah.
Initiative is only
coordination plus reaction plus your skill.
No, plus skill.
That's the thing you need.
Your phaser skill.
Okay. So he still gets 9 because he rolled a 6. Oh, lucky. Okay, so he's going to call you once. He's, he's pretty wounded.
I'll dodge.
Coordination plus dexterity. Mm-hmm. Plus,
right?
Plus your dodge.
I should have tried to do two things up in a round. I'm not a gun, man.
Okay. Yeah, you might
have. I should have not gotten wounded right off.
Although, nerve pinch is pretty high to hit. So go ahead and do it. There's no negative since this is your first action. Well, since you haven't declared, actually.
I'm on 5.
Nope, still use a 6 hitting you. So 3 dice plus 3 minus 4.
3.
And he's roll up. Yeah. 11. 12, 13, 14, 19, 10. He's a 6, so it's nothing extra. So he does 13 points.
So 13.
So he does 13 to you, minus your resistance. So it's 1d8. So you take 8 points. So you're
at
like
high pain threshold, it doesn't affect me.
Oh, it doesn't affect you yet. Okay, then you shoot him. Yeah, you really only need 3? Yeah, you only need 3.
He
should have been dodging.
I should have been dodging.
Yeah, he should have been dodging.
Although
with the minus 4, you would have dodged. Okay, so you still need a 3 to hit him.
Plus dexterity, right?
Yeah.
I hit.
That's another 20 charges. Full power. Okay, roll. 46.
16 plus
12.
10, 12.
28. 28, 19, 52, 5 levels
down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think past 8.
Okay.
Ah,
he goes down.
Keep going.
The mission must go on.
You can patch
him up.
Yeah,
rub him over your shoulder or something.
Too bad I have a first aid.
Okay, at this point...
Me, I'm vulture food.
At this point, the simulation ends.
Success? No.
Commander Hans Zakarian comes in. Zakarian. He's a professor of this...
Okay.
Administers the test. And he looks at you all.
Shakes his head.
He shakes his head, but he says, you know, it's time to go down, guys. Report to Shuttle Bay 1.
This is where we'll all die. We must be dead ways. You want to get rid of us.
You know, obviously, you know, those Vulcan tricks don't do too well against non-humanoids. And, you know, too bad for you.
I'm going to walk around with my phaser drawn.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's all there is to it.
This may help. So in combat, you can use courage to increase your resistance for the round.
Okay.
And to increase, like, skill rolls.
Okay.
But you cannot use it to increase your initiative.
Okay.
Or damage.
Where's my original character sheet, though?
Three.
Should be three.
Everybody start
out
with three.
So sweet.
Does that
courage go into this? Or
yeah.
Or is this something else?
That's courage.
Okay.
That's courage, sure.
Alright, we're on courage again. See, we should be good now. We're all ready.
You'll all do well on at least one roll if you need it.
I'll do.
Oh, boy.
Alright, I'm keeping my phaser drawn. Maximum setting.
Alright. So you go to the...
That's a bird!
Go to the shuttle bay where, you know, you're given your equipment each.
Okay.
Let's see, is there anything you need to know about the planet other than slightly less than Earth gravity, 22-hour days, 60% surface water, hot and moist. So, it's a jungle planet.
Okay.
Hot and moist.
We get jungle outfits, or are we wearing Starfleet uniforms?
She's just wearing a Starfleet uniform. They're actually, I mean, synthetically, that.
Okay.
Whatever. It breathes and kind of and can regulate your temperature pretty well, actually.
Not G-strings?
No. Starfleet doesn't make G-strings yet.
Underwire support.
Okay, so you get to the shuttle bay.
Wait.
You have anything you want to do before you go down?
It has oxygen, right?
Yep, oxygen.
One thing
is standard oxygen.
No oxygen. Oh, no one
died. Plus the rifle.
No kidding.
Okay.
No, I can't think of anything useful.
Okay, so you get on the shuttle. The shuttle's called the Gulliver. So it's the kind of shuttle you see in the show.
Okay.
So it can hold like 6 people pretty comfortably. With
I want to light
2 people in the front.
You can create fire with other than the phaser.
Standard equipment? We get like
No. Other than that, no. Chances are no.
Oh, I can look far.
Flashlight? Mosquito netting?
Wait, we're taking the shuttle down, right?
Yeah, but you're leaving the shuttle. No, the commander's going with you.
Oh, and he's taking the shuttle?
You're going to be dropped down and then sent to the top.
So it can't hold on to the underside of the shuttle.
Remember, you can always call for an emergency beam up.
Sure.
You know, people will be ready. Yeah. They can do it within one round.
Naturally, every other group is going to get there without any animal.
Wait, can you?
We'll get 4 per day.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, we can beam some.
Oh, actually, yeah.
We can probably revive it, too. Unless you're in little pieces.
We have technology. Okay.
Anybody have vehicle operations shuttlecraft?
Yes.
Yeah, you too?
Yeah.
One of you pilots, one of you command the operating system.
Okay.
The ops.
Okay.
Option select / perception.
Pretty much. Either one.
So we go? Both of us?
Whichever one you... However you decide which one of you pilots.
Okay. 7.
Alright, so you want to pilot?
Sure.
Okay. Saren can pilot. You're pretty much like co-pilot, and you man all the other systems, kind of like.
Incoming. Uh-oh.
No, just so, because there are a couple of roles when you get out and you pilot down, so just to see if you actually know how to pilot. So, so taking it out of the shuttle bay, it's a routine role. You only need a 3.
Okay.
Vehicle operations, shuttlecraft, and some intellect.
I had a 7. What's the next role I got to make?
Vehicle operations is intellect. So, intellect, plus perception.
Oh, yeah.
So you get your 7.
Mm-hmm.
You take it out nice and smoothly. And you can see the Excelsior. It's a big guppy thing.
Goofy
and then you can take it to the planet. The planet's, you know, nice green looking thing. You know, green jungle planet and all.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be sitting down near the equator. So as you go down.
Pterodactyls.
No.
I see.
Do you have shipboard systems sensors?
Shipboard systems.
Or shipboard systems at all?
Shipboard systems.
Or sixth sense.
Half-flight control.
Yeah.
Okay. So shipboard systems. Make a shipboard systems roll, which is intellect plus perception.
Danger sense.
And add your shipboard systems.
Yeah. So.
Okay, 7. Unidentified ship coming around.
Unidentified ship coming around.
Around the bend of the planet. Still. Actually, planets aren't all that big. It's probably like 20,000 kilometers or something like that. Not that far away. Commander.
Holy crap!
You haven't identified it. He says you should hail it. You know,
okay.
To find out his intention.
Hail it.
That would be a. God, shipboard systems communication.
Okay, so it's just shipboard systems.
Shipboard systems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. 12.
12. Okay, so you send out. You know, standard green, Federation green. You don't get anything back. Make another shipboard systems, do another sensor scan.
7.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
6.
Okay, 6. It's much closer now, though. So your ship is farther out. you've been out for like 5 minutes. It's a.
God. Romulan.
No, it's a Cardassian.
Oh, God.
It's one of their little.
They're friendly, right?
Horseshoe shaped ships, whatever.
They're friendly, right?
It's some sort of Cardassian cruiser.
Okay.
It's Federation space.
What's it doing in the atmosphere?
No, it's just going around the planet. Close to the atmosphere.
Why isn't the Excelsior class ship hailing it then?
They got
idiots.
That's
right.
They got
idiots.
Try to hail it again.
Doesn't
matter.
Alright. But, sir.
You got a little class warship. Like that one.
Okay,
Seven. No, definitely getting it, but they're just not responding.
They're not responding, sir.
Make another shipboard sensors roll.
7.
So that's plus 2. The power of their weapons.
So
it's evasive maneuver. That's a planet.
That's a planet?
Yep. Okay, closer than the ship at this point.
Dive.
6.
So you get a 6 for your evasive.
I got a 7. Yeah. Okay. I think it still is 2.
Let's see.
Yeah. 7. Wait, we're all doing this at the same time, right? So what are the other shuttle class? Do you think one of them is the ship?
No, there's like,
we're going down in ways.
There's another shuttle class.
Right.
But there's ships that have that many. So they're going to set 2 teams down at a time. You don't know what the ocean looks like, do you? It's just to be kind of hiding. Alright, let's see. Let's see. At least I'm going to reach for you. It tells you power, you know, activate the shield.
Shield's still in my power.
So make a shipboard system. Is that, what shipboard system do you have?
I have flight control and transporter.
Okay. So make a shipboard system to turn on the power up the...
Okay, six.
Six? Okay, so you fire it up just as they fire. You had a seven. Okay, so you start dodging a bit.
They blow us out of the
sky. This is part of the training, right?
Sure.
Wait, we're still in the holiday.
We say this as we see the commander beams off.
Bye.
Yeah, we can't beam off. We'll fail.
So you see, like, this plasma bolt come out and hit you. And then
shield down.
Some other kind of energy beam come out and hit you.
Shield down.
Well, okay. So the plasma does 16. You have a compressor. Oh, they have two plasmas. So we should use that too. Yeah, I think they just took you down one shot.
Shuttlecraft. That's a warship. They should take us out.
Oh, you actually missed with the second shot. Okay. So 16 plus 14 is 34. Shuttlecraft has 36 shield on max, if you put it on the map. So, shields are down like 98% already.
Shields down 98%.
You know, everything rocks. Panels explode. Everybody can make a... something called left roll. I'll make it... coordination plus reaction roll. You just kind of beat your other guy.
Hey, look at that.
You're fine.
You're a bastard.
Five.
Okay. So looks like the commander got the low end of the stick.
That's no good.
Oh no, we lost the commander.
You know.
Probably because he's standing in the aisle giving you guys
orders. If we beat the commander out, we don't fail, right?
Right. He cares about the commander, geez. If only you guys being out, you fail.
Let's see, we got attacked by Cardassians on the way to the planet before the mission started.
I believe there are no excuses to these guys.
Can we get an emergency beam down to the planet?
The shuttle has no transporter. This is not one of those shuttles. Let's see.
Die.
Well, okay. So he's not... He looks really bad.
Fuck.
Is he alive?
He's still alive.
Is there a medical tricorder or medical stuff on that?
Yeah, they're emergencies. Like.
Alright, I go for the medical stuff.
Okay. You're still like a round away from the planet.
Okay.
Bye, Caster.
I'll readjust the shield frequency so that it'll deflect it.
So you can try... So you can either try to get to the planet as fast as you can, dodge, or try to do both.
I'm going to use my alertness.
Two.
Advantage. Can I use that to as a courage point while I'm trying to be alert and trying to dodge? I don't think I can use curious.
Well, alertness is basically the same thing as sixth sense, but just more limited.
Yeah.
Okay.
But really, you're going on.
I thought that was another courage point thing. Never mind. No.
Do you have alertness and sixth sense?
Yes.
That really sucks.
I didn't get both because it seemed redundant.
Yeah. It still covers a lot of this. So. Race bonus. How much is that? Plus two?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so race you learn this. Doing something for this later. You'll probably be the only, you know, lieutenant in the ship.
Okay. Damn.
So what are you trying to do? Okay, so you're trying to get to the planet fast, die, or try to do both?
What are the effects if I do both?
Minus one in each roll.
I'll attempt to do that.
Okay. So they're both, you know, your vehicle operations shut off. Coordination plus four. Or is it whatever?
I'm going to try to patch the commander.
Six is the roll to get down to the planet.
Okay.
And here's the dodge roll.
Seven.
Courage
point,
eight.
Ooh, courage point. Okay. Supply and dodge. You can attack the commander.
I have first aid, and I have shipboard systems medical.
Okay.
I have medical science.
All right, go ahead and use the first aid first.
Fortunately, I have first aid. Combat trauma.
Combat trauma.
He's in combat. He was just sitting there.
Combat trauma / wound.
Yep, supplies. Okay. So it's an intellect.
Is it perception or?
Intellect plus logic.
Nope. Seven.
Okay. So the shuttle is rocking back and forth. You patch up, you know, you put like a little tricorder, try to patch up the bleeding, internal bleeding, whatever. Since you're on the ops, you can
shoot back.
Lean out the window, shooting the commander off. Can't beam the commander off. Or
no transporters either.
Contact.
You can contact Excelsior. Try to get the commander beamed out. Okay, that's an interesting choice. You can try to do that. The other thing you can do is try to scavenge some extra power for the shield. Although, they're already down 98%, so I'm not too sure how much extra.
Power can get?
Power to the shield. We're not power to the shield. We don't need life support.
We can get a few more. You know, 5 or 6 points.
5 or 6%.
Yeah, you probably get it down to, like...
Half shield.
Yeah, maybe. If you roll really well, half shield.
Hey, half shield is worth it.
I'll do that.
Okay, so that'd be...
At least they won't vaporize this round.
That would be what?
That shipboard operation.
What?
Engineering if you go fix it, but, you know.
Okay.
That takes longer, actually. So right now you're just trying to scavenge everything. So it turns off a lot of things.
Shipboard systems?
A replicator.
Alright.
Sure.
Bathroom.
Replicator? I'm hungry.
So
this has to be a good roll, eh?
Yeah.
Seven or more.
The more the better? What were my
targets? Does have a warp drive?
No.
Yeah.
What are my targets?
A little over warp one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Warp 1.25.
We don't need warp right now.
Current maneuver. Warp right at it.
We don't need warp. We can divert power from warp.
No. Seven gets you like 25%.
What's my next break?
I'll say 8 will give you 35, 45, 9, 10. 10 will give you
55. All my crazy.
Tough position.
Die now or die later.
I'll bump it up to 8. 45?
Okay. That's 45. So that would give you back up a lot of shield. That's enough for one, really. Okay, so you dodge at a 8. 6.
They get lots of dice.
Well, only the highest count. Plus their skill. Well.
You roll nothing but 6s.
Okay. So you twice again. The first one pretty much takes on the shield. The second one does a lot of internal damage. Actually, this is a random favor.
I know. Ship explodes, crew kill.
Then I would have to say the whole other simulation.
trade characters for the next 3 hours.
That's
oh my god, I made the same character.
Okay,
what a purely random coincidence.
Okay. Alright. So like the shield system explodes. Impulse and Warframe just take a lot of damage. Replicator gets destroyed.
Oh no, that's a replicator.
Great. Crash lands now.
So at this point, and then you got 6 for the pilot. So at this point, you get into the atmosphere, so that should give you a lot of protection. And you're pretty much heading down pretty quick.
Well, good.
Really quick.
Maybe not that good. A lot of water, right?
All
right.
I'm going to try to crash-proof the commander.
Okay.
Is the communication system down?
Not yet. You trying to contact the ship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unconscious. Actually, I'll take care of that. You take care of the ship system.
You gonna contact the?
I'll contact the ship. All
right.
Okay. So now the. No. Make a pilot roll. Make a. You have materials engineering.
Yes.
Space frame?
Yep. I have a structure space frame, yeah.
Okay, make that roll. That's intellect
logic.
Plus logic.
6.
You get a 6.
So I'll get on the communicator and try to get
alright.
Wow.
Ooh, so go ahead and make support systems communication. Intellect. No, just intellect.
I got a 14.
6.
Wow, that's pretty good. 6. Alright, so you get some kind of mayday off and you commander.
Commander's
wounded when he transferred help. 14, so you pretty much can, activate all the emergency systems and stuff to keep the shuttle together. If you head down, crash line. Yeah, not too bad, because you got to see. But, this shuttle's never flipped in practice, so this one flips.
Damn it.
Or do you make coordination plus reaction?
Always have to be the first one.
I got the commander beamed off before he gets crunched. Hopefully I threw him into some sort of cargo net or something to keep him from getting thrown around too much.
Okay.
Three.
Of course, no Starfleet ship in history has ever had a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because you got anti-gravity thing. What'd you get?
5.
5, 9, 3.
3.
Okay.
I'll
take a few points.
Commander get beamed up.
4 points. And as your success, you take a couple. Okay. Commander gets talked about a bit. He's already been, so. no reason to kill him right now.
That sharp stick that we packed comes out
cold. Here's up.
You should have brought that sharp stick.
Damn it. We'll be protruding points on the shuttle.
Better than the sharp stick in the eye.
Pretty bad design. Okay.